Welcome to this podcast about Rose Inlet and Doll Island in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Rose Inlet is a sheltered embayment and the site of a historical salmon cannery, which extends southwest for 2.5 miles from Kaigani Strait on the east coast of Doll Island, about 116 miles northwest of Prince Rupert and 60 miles southwest of Ketchikan, Alaska. The inlet was named in 1882 by William H. Doll and first appeared in the 1883 Pacific Coast Pilot. Kaigani Strait, a passage between Doll and Long Islands, stretches southwest for 22 miles from Tlavok Strait to Dixon Entrance. Doll Island was originally named Quadra after Juan Francisco de la Bodega y Quadra, but was renamed in 1879 to honor William H. Doll. Doll, a naturalist, was appointed acting assistant to the U.S. Coast Survey in 1870 and tasked with surveying the Alaska coast. The coast of southeast Alaska is characterized by the Pacific Cordillera and divided into two major categories: inner terrains, accreted to the North American margin by the late Jurassic period, and outer terrains, which were accreted to the inner terrains by the late Cretaceous period. These include the Alexander, Wrangellia, and Peninsular terrains. Much of southeastern Alaska is underlain by the Paleozoic and early Mesozoic rocks of the Alexander terrain, considered by geologists to be an exotic fragment to the North American margin. The southern part of Doll Island, including the area around Rose Inlet, consists of the Wales Group, a complex assemblage of basalt, graywacke, mudstone, and shale with locally interlayered marble. The marble, associated with green schist metavolcanic rocks, is generally thin but can be up to 1,000 feet thick. Gold Harbor lies about 2 miles southwest of Rose Inlet on the outer coast of Doll Island. The deeply indented bay is sheltered from the heavy storms and surf that routinely batter the exposed coastline. In 1992, the U.S. Forest Service discovered an archaeological site within a complex cave system formed in marble or metamorphosed limestone. The cave has multiple entrances, levels, and passages. Archaeological remains have been found in various areas of the cave and in an adjacent rock shelter. Test excavations and radiocarbon dating indicate that the rock shelter was occupied 5,700 to 2,400 years ago. The North Cave was used 5,540 to 5,280 years ago, and the main chamber was occupied 2,600 to 1,500 years ago. The differing occupation times likely result from the cave's geomorphological evolution and habitability, affected by relative sea levels, which were higher 5,000 years ago during the mid-Holocene. The Kaigani Haida people migrated north from Haida Gwaii into what is now southeast Alaska sometime during the proto-historic period, certainly by the end of the 18th century. The southern half of the Prince of Wales archipelago, particularly Doll, Suquan, and Long Islands, served as a settlement area. The outer coast from the north end of Doll Island to Noyes Island may have acted as a buffer zone between the Haida and Tlingit peoples. The territorial relationships in southern southeast Alaska are not well understood due to limited knowledge of prehistoric tribal movements. However, it is clear that the Tlingit and Haida engaged in long-term contact through migration, intermarriage, trade, and conflict. The only recorded Haida settlement on Doll Island is the historical village of Kaigani, located at the southern tip of the island at Cape Muzon. By the late 1790s, the maritime fur trade had shifted to southeast Alaska. In 1794, Lieutenant Joseph Whidbey described the area as highly profitable for procuring sea otter pelts, noting the immense number of animals and abundance of skins possessed by the natives. Kaigani became a favored rendezvous point for American and British traders due to its protected harbor and wealth of furs offered by the Haida. The Weiss Packing Company built the Rose Inlet Cannery at an unknown date and operated it until 1918, when it was sold to the Southern Alaska Canning Company. By 1919, the U.S. Bureau of Fisheries reported that the salmon fishery in southeast Alaska was in serious condition. The fishery had intensified each season due to increased use of purse seines and fish traps. A reduced catch, along with inadequate escapement of salmon to spawning grounds, presented a dilemma for both the government and packers. Despite this, little action was taken. At the time, there were 134 salmon canneries operating across Alaska, with 76 in Southeast Alaska. The Southern Alaska Canning Company operated three canneries at Big Port Walter, Boca de Quadra Bay, and Rose Inlet. In 1922, the company name was changed to Alaska Consolidated Canneries. In 1929, Alaska Consolidated was acquired by the Alaska Pacific Salmon Company, becoming the second largest processor operating in Alaska. The Rose Inlet Cannery reported packing 60,841 cases of salmon in 1929, 35,084 cases in 1930, 47,876 cases in 1931, 41,344 cases in 1933, 70,585 cases in 1935, and 65,802 cases in 1937. Each case contained 48 one-pound cans. In 1940, the company sold its holdings to P.E. Harris & Company, which did not operate the Rose Inlet facility, but maintained the cannery until about 1949. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.